Kuznetsov class. 350 meters long, 72 meters wide, so she's big. She displaces 55,000 tons, which is comparable to the American carriers of the 1980s. She has four steam turbines that turn four screws, can produce 80,000 shaft horsepower, so she can really get up and move. She was actually measured at doing 32 knots when all the steam generators are working, and this is a big problem with this. It was not designed to work in cold weather, despite the majority of Russian ports being in the Arctic climate, and the steam generators were extremely unreliable. There was very few times when all eight of the steam generators, there was two per steam turbine, were actually operational. But if they were operational, she could go 8,500 miles between refuels, and she has almost 2,000 crewmen on board, not counting the air wing. She does have 12 of the SSN-19 shipwreck missiles in the bow, 192 of the SA-9 gauntlet missiles, that's for air defense. It also has 8 Kashtan Sea Whiz mounts, and 6 of the AK-630 AA mounts, which can also be used for close-in weapons support. This is one of those Cold War icons. This thing was a legend. Tracking the Kuznetsov was one of the things that every sonarman wanted to be able to say that he did. But because they couldn't get it to run properly, it was very rare that she went to sea, you know, before the 2000s anyway.